Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Weird Science.
It is from Over the Top, the great arm wrestling movie.
Wow. There's no genre that I find more interesting than arm wrestling movies.
Gypsy Soul is the name. Asia is the band.
Doug, regarding the Cardinals, where Tim had this pegged.
I don't even have to hear the rest of the sentence. The Lemmings Gong is sponsored by Danny Schwartz and the Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency, Farmers Insurance Agent in Columbia, Illinois. Now go ahead, Tim.
Where Tim had this pegged was that other than...
Danny is to insurance what Tim is to everything else. Simply the best.
Then the Pollyannas, only a couple of the things that are going wrong would have been considered major surprises in the spring. Fowler being terrible, bullpen being a total mess. Other than that, everything was within the realm of possibility for those looking at things honestly. Wainwright being this bad, I think, is outside of what I would consider likely, and the offensive performance has been dreadful. I mean, minus Martinez and Garcia, you have nobody hitting above 260.
Well, that's a pretty big thing.
Yes.
And you have to figure in the fact that they play the Reds.
I don't think they got to the Reds
yet. That'll tamp down your batting average real quick.
Blues have 2 days off before they're back at it. As a matter of fact, I see that the Jeremy Rutherford wrote this morning in the Post-Dispatch that they flew back to Minnesota. How about that? Right for the game. They flew back to Minnesota.
Yeah, and then we'll turn rear and come back on Tuesday.
I guess so. So two nights to sleep in their own beds before playing game four here on Wednesday night. And then there would be two days off in between games four and five.
I don't like that.
But I guess the alternative is playing a bunch of 9:30 games or 8:30 games, 8:45.
I don't like that either.
Let's get Terry Yake's perspective. He joins us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, guys.
It is it's so exciting to see what is going on with the Blues here because they're carrying over what we saw for the most part at the end of the regular season. Now, yes, Minnesota won four straight to finish the season, but they did go 4-12 in the month of March. And in the case of the Wild, in the case of the Blackhawks, and also in the case of the Blue Jackets, these teams that went into the postseason struggling a bit so far are a total of 0-8. Do you think that this momentum that we saw from the Blues in the positive sense and the Wild in the negative sense is an indicator of why the Blues are playing the way they are and winning this series 3-0?
Well, listen, the parity in the National Hockey League is so good right now because of the salary cap and obviously general managers, you know, become better and better as time goes on. There's more and more ability to scout and find good players. The league has become so even that literally it is a case of momentum. And you're right that the teams that went in struggling continue to struggle. This probably started 3 or 4 years ago when the Los Angeles Kings managed to sneak in eighth place and rolled all the way to the Stanley Cup. They had to battle right to the last game of the season to make it into the playoffs, and it kind of seemed to set a trend where it doesn't matter where you finish, it's how you end. And ending at a hot point, getting goaltending like the Blues are getting right now, getting timely goals like the Blues are getting right now, is really the key to victory. And, you know, it's kind of it's refreshing in a sense that I think when you go into the playoffs, if you're one of the 16, everybody believes they can win if things just come together at the right time. And fortunately for the Blues, things have come together. But I will warn that they can change just as fast because it only takes a hiccup here and a hiccup there, and all of a sudden you have a 3-2 series, and then suddenly the momentum has shifted. And I would suspect that you know, the Blues do not want to get in that situation, and they're going to be very cautious of it.
One of the big questions I think Blues fans are asking is, how did Jake turn things around? And after watching hours and hours of game tape I noticed that he's just doing a better job on the edge of his right skate. And, of course, I noticed this after Panger said it during the broadcast. But what do you attribute the turnaround to?
Well, first of all, let's give a lot of credit to Martin Brodeur. I mean, this guy is a Hall of Famer, probably one of the most intelligent goalies that have ever played the game. And I say that because in his career of 20 years, the game evolved probably two or three different times, and it made major and drastic changes to the way the game was played, not only for goaltenders, but for forwards and the way teams play defense. And he evolved right along with it and was just as good getting a shutout in his very last game as a St. Louis Blue as he was when he broke into the National Hockey League. So he gave Jake Gallen some obviously very good, very logical tips. And for me, what I see is Jake Gallen was standing on top of the net on the goal line, very deep in his net, playing very conservative back about 3 months ago. When Martin Brodeur took over and became his advisor, suddenly he was out on top of the crease. Some of these pucks that are getting through screens are now hitting him. Those are not flying, floating into the net. He's making the first save, and then he's using his talent to battle for the second save. And along with that, he's got his team playing some unbelievable defense around him. The Wild have managed to throw some 117 shots, I believe, at the Blues in three games and only allowed three goals. That means the Blues have been pretty much perfect 114 times at clearing second chance opportunities and not letting anybody else get to that paint area or the side of the net to bang anything in. So as much as we can credit Jake Gallen for being on top of the crease and making that first save, the defense gets a lot of credit for creating that time and space for him to get back and make the second save or not have anyone at all.
And Martin Brodeur, the goalie coach, also pretty good on the rental car commercials. Did you realize he had that kind of acting chops?
He is actually very skilled on the commercial. I love it. I think it's awesome. But we were laughing the other day that Jake Gallen kind of looks like Marty in that commercial right now, stopping pucks everywhere with his mask off and laughing about it the entire time.
Yeah. You know, to be ahead 3-0, the Blues have hardly dominated the series. I think the wisdom, or the conventional thought was that they stole the first game and they gave up 41 shots yesterday. I'm a little concerned that if any team could come back, it would be a team like Minnesota that was the second highest scoring team in the league during the regular season, and that 3-0 doesn't seem as safe as it might in some series where one team has really clearly been dominant.
Well, that's exactly what we talk about, and it's not done by any stretch of the imagination. Like I said, it only takes a hiccup, a bad game. Heaven forbid Jake Gallen goes down, your power play gets cold. But the bright side is, despite the fact that Minnesota has been every bit as good and could be leading 3-0, could be up 2-1, this series could be anything with a couple of bounces either way, a couple of loose pucks, a puck off a skate. They've all been essentially 2-1 games outside of the empty netter last night. It could have gone either way in any one of these games. This is still a very dangerous hockey club. You know they're going to come into game four saying, we just need one. Just one game. Let's just win one and we'll take it home. And then if they manage to get one there, all of a sudden you're in a series. And that's going to be something the Blues are going to have to be very wary of and come out with that same kind of effort and the same kind of defensive awareness they've had in the first three.
I've always felt that Pietrangelo was sort of underappreciated in St. Louis. With Shattenkirk gone, his role has been expanded. And I get the sense that this has been sort of a coming out party for Pietrangelo because a lot of people nationally are giving him a lot of praise.
Well, certainly I think we here in St. Louis recognize how good Alex Pietrangelo was. And I'm pretty sure he got a little bit of recognition this year at the World Cup up in Toronto because, of course, again, with Team Canada winning it, he was stellar against the best in the world, the best of the best, playing against the other teams from other countries. We've known here in St. Louis how good he is. I watch him night in and night out, and I truly can say this with all honesty. He may be one of the best defensemen I've ever seen, from the hash marks to the end boards in our zone, as far as going in, getting pucks, retrieving them, pickpocketing players, using his stick, and then making an outlet pass or clearing the puck 200 feet on the penalty kill. Absolutely incredible. Amazing stick. So good defensively. And don't forget, he does this every night against the best players on every team, every single game. So I think he's starting to get the recognition he deserves. And you know, pretty soon he's going to start getting nominated for the Norris Trophy, especially if the Blues can make another deep playoff run and he gets that national attention on a stage when the entire world is watching him and they see how good he is on a night-to-night basis.
And making that playoff run might be a little bit easier if Chicago goes down. How much trouble do you think the Blackhawks are in? Can they turn it around down 2-0?
Well, if any team can turn it around, those are the two teams that can do it, and it's Minnesota and Chicago. Chicago's been there before. They've been in this situation before, and they've managed to turn it around. I wouldn't count them out yet. They've got a lot of horses in that dressing room that can come up big and get them a game. And, again, they're probably in the same boat. They've got to go into Nashville. Maybe being on the road will relieve a little pressure for them, and they can win one. But, frankly, I wouldn't be wishing for Nashville to win any more than I'd be wishing for Chicago to win. After watching good part of those first two games, Nashville and Chicago, Nashville's clearly been the better team. They've been the faster team. They've been the dominant team. They're getting better goaltending. So if the Blues happen to get by Minnesota, which we're not counting any chickens before they hatch, don't think that Nashville would be an easier bet than Chicago would, because they're playing unbelievable right now. So that series is going to be really interesting. It'll be fun to watch and see what happens in the rest of that one.
Predators hosting the Blackhawks tonight, Game 3 at Bridgestone, and they don't play again until Thursday. Blues and Wild on Wednesday. Terry Yake giving us his perspective. We always appreciate it. Terry, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
All right, thank
Terry
you.
Yake with us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Doug, for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Those days are over, Jack.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Those days are over, Jack.
They're done. Okay.
I bought one of those bag of, I use disposable razors. I got to make a change.
New.
And you know what? It was like $15.
Great news.
What's the news, Tim?
Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer, $18 value for free, just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Doug, now is your time.
Well, I love an ergonomic handle, that's for sure.
I like a post-shave balm.
Do you? What makes something ergonomic?
Nurse.
Is that something that fits nicely into your ergo?
Ergonomics is when you wear your pants really high.
Right. Slee white.
Only time I heard that was episode of Grace and Frankie, the season 2 finale, a cliffhanger where they talk about their handle to their vibrator for 60-plus-year-olds who have arthritis.
And it was so ergonomic?
Yeah, so I think it kind of sits with your hand instead of forcing your hand over the handle.
Kind of interesting, something I hadn't thought about yet.
I hadn't thought about it either.
You're pushing 60, mister.
Yeah, I'll look into the handles.
On your vibes?
Well, I don't have one.
Rube.
I don't really have one. But
Doug, it's time to go out there and shave some strokes with me. That's what it's time for you to do. Shave some strokes off your game. You wear pants, you just shave 6 strokes off your game.
I like ergonomic golf grips.
Oh, yeah.
I do like a big wide golf grip, don't you?
A lot of the putters these days have wide golf grips.
I like that, yeah.
Were you surprised to see Wes Bryan win?
I didn't watch any of it. I haven't really followed much of Wes Bryan's career.
That'd be a yes. Just answer yes.
I'm just not really interested in that.
Jeez. I mean, with 3 web.com wins last year, and then he comes in his rookie event here in his hometown of South Carolina, and he wins the RBC Heritage. Unbelievable.
Did you watch it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I when I get to watch courses I've played, that's a little more fun.
Didn't he have 3 web.com
so
wins?
They would go to intermission. He did. You're right.
Right.
So the Blues would go to intermission. I'd flip on over, and there's the RBC. Plus, as you expected, I had Graham Dillette, Wes Bryan, Jason Duffner, and Luke Donald on my team for DraftKings.
Did you?
So,
really?
So at one point on Saturday, I was in second place.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't the $100,000 one, but I was winning $3,000.
And?
Unfortunately, I wound up finishing 25th, but I still won a few hundred.
I was not here, so I missed 2 key questions. One, at the Masties, as you call it?
Yeah, the Masties.
Did we get a free dotum?
I don't believe so, but somebody said yesterday during the RBC Heritage there was a loud free dota.
No, no, there wasn't.
We got to check on that. And then how did your investment...
Lost substantially. I don't know what the percentage would be. Approximately 5/8, I suppose, of the investment.
So do you expect to get a bullet in the eye like Mo Green did?
No, I think we understood what we were getting into, but I also think it teaches you a lesson that you really got to have all six golfers finish in the top 10 or else you're doomed. Doomed or even worse, because we had Sergio and Justin Rose and Paul Casey and Charlie Hoffman, and yet we still, I mean, we made money but on that team, but it just shows that you got to have, like, everybody, and I mean everybody.
And you didn't have Wes Bryant anywhere near the top, despite his three web.com victories.
He wasn't in the field.
Which is another reason why you shouldn't have picked him.
Yeah, that was
But Doug, you need to get out there and shave strokes with me. I'm playing with that Chris Raby. And we try to broker truce,
yeah,
despite the radio war, but I don't play with you guys. And I think that's unfortunate. That's what I think. I think it's unfortunate. I think we ought to get out there. I bet if we called St. Louis Country Club, they'd say, sure, when do you guys want to come out?
They'd say, don't you get anywhere near this course, you bastards.
Well, we can play at Tapawinga. We can play at
that's
Aberdeen.
That's close to me, yeah.
We can play at Belk Park. We can play at the Quarry at Crystal Springs, and we can do so with the KFNS Gateway Golf Cart. Weather is going to be really good, I think, after today through, like, Thursday afternoon. It's supposed to be really nice. And the KFNS Gateway Golf Cart, less than 50 cards are left, and they're on sale now at InsideSTL.com through Listener Awards. Get four 18-hole rounds with cart. At courses like Tapawinga and Aberdeen, 1 9-hole round with cart and two large buckets of range balls. It's over $250 in golf value for just $125. Play Tapawinga, Aberdeen, the Quarry at Crystal Springs, Belk Park, and Creve Coeur. Tee times can be made anytime, Monday through Friday, and afternoon on the weekends. And best of all, the cart fee is included. Save over 50% on golf this spring and summer with the KFNS Gateway Golf Cart on sale now at InsideSTL.com. KFNS Gateway Golf. Yeah, I played with Raby on... Saturday.
You see what you're doing? Kind of like Tessio. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
We spent a little time talking about Ackerman. We spent a little time talking about David Klein of hedonism. We spent a little time talking about Ben Boyd, figuring out what's going on.
Was Ben Boyd on the golf course kicking your ball into a bad lie or anything?
I didn't see him, but that doesn't mean he wasn't there.
We didn't see him when he cut our cables either.
Right.
He gets out there with tin snips outside the
station.
It's
time we took these Camo X ruffians somewhere where we could just settle it man-to-man.
It's going to come to that, ultimately.
Just like some sort of battle royale. Of course, Tim would be the first in the ring wearing a leotard.
Right.
You would wear your chaps, and I would wear a construction worker's outfit, and we'd just battle these guys.
Hey, Tim, I will be at Quarry at Crystal Springs tomorrow at 1:30. You should come out. I would love to meet my hero. It's from the 618.
Danny Schwartz does a fine job of insuring the good people over there in Columbia, Illinois. He'd like to insure you as well. Call 618-317-5027 with any insurance questions, and may the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah, so I guess you guys aren't going to break down the Missouri football spring game. Yikes. All right, then. That's from the Dogtown Astrovan.
It's coming up soon.
Well, they played it on Sattersman.
Right, so really soon.
Yeah. Drew Locke, I think he completed 7 of 11, and somebody named Jack Lowry threw a couple of long touchdown passes. The top running backs did not play.
Nice.
So there's your breakdown. The offense won 24-0, which seems a little unfair because the defense never gets the ball. But that's what they said the score was. Offense 24, defense nothing. Oh, there's your breakdown.
So, Doug, there's a chance that whenever the Blue season comes to an end, of course, I have a parade down market on June 9th. For the Blues after they defeat L'Habitant.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Rematch of the 69 Stanley Cup Finals. 69? They played the Flyers, Canadians, and Bruins?
No, they played the Canadians twice and the Bruins. The Flyers are one of the expansion teams.
And they played the Blackhawks in 2010.
The Blues.
Flyers. No, that'd be stupid if the Blues played the Blackhawks.
Weren't you talking about the teams?
I said the Blues. The Flyers. They played the Blackhawks in 2010. Did they not?
Oh, they probably did. You're talking about the teams that beat the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals,
Doug,
it was Canadians twice,
Doug,
and the Bruins
try to focus
once.
In.
Good grief. Oh, they had Jean Beliveau back then. They had Yvon Cornoyer, Serge Savard.
Hey, you think the Blackhawks and Pistons can meet up in the Stanley Cup Final? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Pistons are in the NBA.
All the Canadians were good. Yeah.
So you see this as a rematch?
I see it as a bit of a rematch. There's still some hard feelings there because these players were still like 20 years before they were even born. And that's something that sticks with you. When your team loses in like 68 or 1969, you want revenge 20 years before you've ever been born.
L'Habitant wins last night at the Garden. Blue Jackets on their way out. If you could have made some cash on that series, it was sitting there for you. The Blue Jackets have been a bit of a farce over the last part of the season. They started off the year better than anybody in the NHL.
I don't like the Wild.
I don't like their coach. I don't like their hot-headed coach, John Tortorella.
What about Bruce Boudreau shoving potato chips in his mouth Saturday after the skate? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have any problem with
that.
What
about him not getting all in the mouth? And
no. We've all done that. We've all been there and had a few too many potato chips.
Had too much and we couldn't get in the mouth?
No, just had too many potato chips and had some crumules. Left on your cheeks. It happens.
What do? You take like a fistful and you cram them all in? You seem to be a more efficient one-at-a-time guy.
I eat almost no potato chips.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I'll sneak a Cheeto every now and then. I don't mind telling you that.
Yeah. Tim, when are you going to be at Kirkwood Brewhouse next? Wouldn't mind catching the Blues game with the coolest. Let me know. It's Grimy, South County.
Stop it, Grimy.
Dodgers.
I got to tell you, if we had a tournament of drops, that might be a one seed, a very dangerous one seed out of the West. Mm-hmm. You know what happened? Well, first off, let me tell you, the cat is back from his road trip, and his road trips are brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons Penske Truck. Look for the gold truck, Doug. Look for the gold truck. And when we're out on the road doing our, when we're out on the road doing our events, they are brought to you by Bud Select. Bud Select, we have in about a month, we have a TMA Live at O'Fallon, Illinois. And coming up in less than a month, we have Lemmings Days at The Rock, where you can play golf with me and Jennings Randolph Jr. at Normandy twice a month. It's a league. Go to normandygolf.com to register for that. And the free Dotem Open, presented by Michelob Ultra. But that's already sold out, Doug. The gentleman just emailed me, said, hey, I know this isn't your job, but I forgot to fill out my team name. Is there any way you can fill out my team name for me?
Oh, stop it. We don't care what your team name is. Change it when you get to the course.
Hey, Doug, the Hills Have Thighs texted in. Tim was at the KB on Thursday, walked in around noontime.
The KB.
Kirkwood Brewhouse. You want to hit the gong for the Hills Have Thighs.
They know exactly when he walked in. There you go, Thighs.
I think I was.
Were you? You guys got your taxes done? We have till tomorrow.
I just got that.
I gotta go home and do the John Vaughn's taxes on TurboTax. TurboTax is pretty easy.
Do you have any extra stamps, Doug? I don't know where to
not
buy.
With me,
I walked into Walgreens. I've been needing.
You don't know where to buy a stamp.
I don't mail very many things.
How about a post office?
Well, I get that, but I usually am around businesses and grocery stores and things
proper.
Like that.
Say proper.
Proper, more so than I am a post office. So I didn't know if that was.
You're in Baldwin now, right?
Yeah,
there's a post office out there.
Oh, Chuck, I just didn't know if you had any.
Well, with me, I don't carry any with me.
Doug, what if Mike Lee never mumbled Deke Dotem? Think about it.
Now that's a legit one.
That's enough get out, Cumstein.
All right.
Doug, what if the sisters never caught old Andy?
He would never have done time, I guess.
No, he was already in the poke.
Had to crawl through the sewer drain.
Right.
What if the Cardinals went to 314 Sports?
Nice.
They wouldn't be in the situation they're in right now.
How so?
314 Sports is a fabulous state-of-the-art training center where you improve your hitting. Youngsters are there all the time. Youngsters and major league players, a lot of them train there during the offseason. 314 Sports, the reason they train there is it's the number one training academy in St. Louis for hitters. 15,000 square foot indoor facility right there off Strassner Drive. In Brentwood, they've got that really cool HitTrax baseball simulator where you swing, and on the computer, it figures out where the ball would go in any major league stadium. So kids get a big kick out of that. I saw them when I was in there. They had a whole Little League baseball team in there taking their practice, and they were taking batting practice at Busch Stadium. And wherever it hit the ball, you could tell where it went in Busch Stadium. It's really pretty neat. Major leaguers right down to the little leaguers can benefit from the amazing technology of the HitTrax system. So visit 314sports.com. Learn more about getting your youth players ready and up and going for the season. Baseball, softball, you name it. Cage rentals, individual lessons, small group training, team practices, even a birthday party. It's a good spot for a birthday party. It's all available right there at 314 Training Academy in Brentwood. So you're saying, all right, already, what's the website? Well, here it is, 314sports.com for all your baseball and softball needs.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And then we're giving away these Cardinal tickets for Wednesday's game. Two Cardinal tickets for Wednesday. Doug, it's a busman special. Gets the Pirates. Section 105, and it's courtesy of JMH Law Firm. JMH Law Firm is the company that has been kind enough to give these to us. And there's so many ways that you can support the sponsors. And in this case, if you're possessing drugs and need a lawyer, you can support the sponsors.
Ooh, good.
NeedALawyerSTL.com. Got caught stealing breakfast from a hotel you weren't staying at.
Ooh, Doug.
I'm lousy with hallucinogens right now.
You better go to NeedALawyerSTL.com. If you drove your whip without a license or if you broke into a home for a midday recreational, you better go to NeedALawyerSTL.com.
Never broken into a home.
Or call 314-827-6222. That's for JMH Law and Attorney Joe Harvath with offices in St. Charles and in Webster Groves. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision, Doug, and it should not be based solely upon advertisements. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and you know, for my money, some people might say otherwise, but the download statistics cannot be denied. You want a guide on the shows that have followings? You look at the download statistics and the streaming numbers. And the
download stats and streaming numbers.
And one of the most popular shows on the station airs just once or twice a month, and it's Swope's Peas. And he had a new edition this week. Did you listen at midnight on Saturday?
You know, doggone it, I missed it. Doggone it. And I was even awake at midnight on Saturday.
Swope's Pins. Unbelievable.
So what did he talk about? He usually has a guest and doesn't ask many questions. He just talks, and the guest says at the end, yes.
Wait to hear the guest this week.
I would assume it's Janie the Lesbian again.
No?
Nope. What did he break down?
This week's topic, the rise and fall of Joshua.
Mm. Oh, I would listen to
that. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good topic.
Okay. It's like a 30 for 30 for your ears.
It is. That's why Swope's Pins is so good. So it's like one of the most downloaded shows on the station. It airs twice a month.
Huh.
Where's
Joshua today? What's he doing now?
Well, let's take a listen. Can you want to go back?
All right.
You know, he performed at our, do you remember the 2010 Girl Next Door party at Lumiere?
He was nervous about performing live, even though he was a performer.
Here's producer Joe giving an assessment of the performance. Take a listen, Doug.
All right. Joshua performed as well.
How'd that go?
Great performance. Joe, how'd you like the...
Oh, dude, I saw the... I didn't... He performed twice, did he not? Or just one time?
Just one time.
Oh, then
it was
so
good, though, it felt like it was...
I saw the only performance then, and I thought it was really, really good. I was pleasantly surprised. And I'm a music critic. I'm a hard guy to impress, and Joshua really blew my socks off. Hmm. I thought the feedback would be very, very positive. I thought it was a very unique performance.
Doug, that sets the table.
Okay.
And then the ladies come in.
All right.
And take a listen... This is kind of like watching Cougar Hunter Jake at work, except it was Joshua.
But now Cougar Hunter Jake, he was a smooth dog.
That's right. Take a listen.
Plus, you get to judge these ladies. You
yeah,
see,
that's what I hear.
What do you think of Nikki right there? She's in the contest.
I think she's beautiful.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous.
What do you think?
There's a lot of hot girls.
Yeah?
You'll enjoy them all, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm going to have interviews with them beforehand.
I think he was already interviewing them while we were on break.
Yeah.
There were some private... Caden, there's a lot of private interview requests for these girls' time, I see.
That's just how it's done.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Tell me a little about
what
yourself.
What are your interests? What do you like to do?
Cool. That was our show.
Cool, cool cat.
It's our show. It's who we are.
A lot of giggling. Oh, boy, there's a girl.
Oh, everything is funny. Oh, he said something about a girl. Oh,
now, what about Joshua now?
What do you think of Nikki right there? She's in the contest.
I think she's beautiful.
Okay, well, what's he supposed to say? Well, there's a little dog-faced gal. I don't think she's got a chance to win.
Now, Charlie Marlowe, the cat was away, Four Seasons Penske Truck, mm-hmm. Was in studio the first time we met Joshua, and also his partner was Jaquan. Remember the song Tipsy Doug? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
I believe we played it, didn't
yeah. we? Here's Joshua and Jaquan, and then being interviewed by the wonderful Charlie Marlowe.
All right. It says here, 12 years old, mm-hmm. you were dealing drugs. That's true?
That is...
How did that happen? Charlie,
you
said I
asked
you about it.
I did.
I asked him before if I
okay,
could
well,
ask
Okay, well, let me ask my attorney. Okay, if it was in the past tense, can I speak on it?
Once again, off the record.
Okay, yeah, off the record.
That's a confirmation.
Yeah, off the record.
Off the record, of course, mm-hmm. meaning off the record, not necessarily on the radio.
Right. If you're on the radio talking about it, that pretty much means it's on the record.
And
but if
finally,
you don't understand what it means, I guess you could get confused.
There was an interview a public access show did. Remember Miss Bonita's show?
Yes.
Fat Buddha Studios?
Yeah. Right, sure. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Take a listen, Doug.
Hit the lever.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Bonita Show. I am here at Fat Buddha Studio, where we're going to record Joshua today. I'm with the singer, hip-hop artist, Joshua. Joshua, say hi to the world.
What's up, world? How are you?
Joshua, very talented. I've listened to some of your songs, Flip You Over, and you got about 12 tracks out there now. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of your music, Joshua.
Oh, you know, we've got songs ranging from, you know, Boy Toy to Flip You Over.
I listen to Boy Toy.
Boy Toy's doing really well on the college circuit right
okay.
now. And we have Love Circus, Jealous, that was done with Track Boys. Jaquan's featured on quite a few of my tracks.
Yeah, I saw that you and Jaquan have been hooking up quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
doing some good stuff.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's so talented.
Didn't they use that line in Spinal Tap? It's doing well on the college circuit.
He had a song named Love Circus and also Circus of Love.
Yeah,
right?
Two different songs.
Two different, yeah.
Songs ranging from, you know, Boy Toy to Flip You Over.
I listen to Boy Toy.
Boy Toy's doing really well on the college circuit right
okay.
now.
Yeah.
Now, did we get an update on where Joshua is or what he's doing?
Well, I only am 20 minutes in, so I don't know.
He doesn't send you, like, the show synopsis?
He communicates with the wonderful Sea Monster.
I don't think he had him on. He interviewed Jay Boyd about Joshua.
Oh, Joshua wasn't
yeah, that
on
was
the
a
show.
Shot. Iggy took a shot. That Iggy took a shot.
Not at Jay Boyd. No, I love Jay Boyd.
No, at.
No, I was just trying to get the tie-in.
You feel
bucket.
If you're gonna do a show about Joshua,
get him on.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Find Joshua. We want to know where he is.
Absolutely. So you say don't air your soaps picks on Joshua until you've talked to Joshua.
Well, I'm not his producer, but that's what I would do.
Iggy, can you do me a favor? I don't ask you for many.
I do anything for you, Kat. You know
Thank
that.
You. Can nice. You do a little digging and find out what Josh was up to, and then maybe over the next day or two we can discuss it on these
airwaves?
Well, no.
Then that's going to be like I'm showing off Buck Swope by finding out where he is.
No, I just asked you to do it. I think it would be a
find out where he
exclamation
is.
Point.
Yeah, it would be.
Boy Toy's
doing really well on the college circuit right
okay.
now.
Come on, Angry. Do him a solid.
And I don't believe the woman really listened to any of his tracks.
No.
I don't think anybody listened to that interview.
Doug, you always had a problem with the fact that she didn't do a second take.
Well, it was a taped interview, and if you botch it a few seconds in, you just stop and say, okay, I messed that up. Let's do that again. You don't just keep going on a taped interview.
Now, do you count yourself down when you're doing it? Do you
no.
go in three, two?
No, never. Why would I? Why would you count down?
Joel Goldberg counts himself down.
You
I watched
shouldn't.
Him do it. He would do a lot of takes.
Five, four.
You run the risk
three,
of that getting on the air.
Two, one.
And then you pause, and the Cardinals will be back in St. Louis tonight. Take it on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lance Lynn gets the ball.
Okay.
I saw Doug in Busch Stadium, and I gave him an idea. I said, "Here's your package. Stand up in the front, three bites. Stand up in the close. Mention who they're." Cardinals are facing next.
Yep, well, exactly what I did. Yeah, I don't know why you need the countdown. It's like you're telling the editor, you'll never know when I start talking.
Five.
And usually the editor is yourself.
Four.
In fact, it's always yourself now.
Three.
I don't know who you're counting down for.
2.
I like to go. Take 2, coming in 3, 2.
Why do you need that information?
1.
Just do it until you do it right and move on.
Makes it seem like I'm more important.
1.
It's a waste of breath.
You say take 4.
You don't need that.
All right, this is just the audio track. Telling myself.
I would go Giants over 87.5.
3, 2, and 1. Well, it gets harder for the... Take 2. 3, 2, and 1. Well, it gets harder for the Cardinals now. They got the pit.
Trying to get take to one three. Of those two
Can
teams.
I make
look
a
up three, the schedule
two,
real quick.
Yes. If you're going through all that trouble, you might as well say, Doug Vaughn, Cardinals rap. Take 4. That way everything is at your fingertips.
So the editor will
right
know.
Yeah. Yep.
The editor will know on the cuts where you stopped, that's not what you really wanted.
5.
And the editor, of course, is you, because there's no one else editing it. It just seems like it doesn't need to be that way.
Doug's butt is doing really well on the college circuit right now. It's from the Trib City Circuit Daddy.
Knock it off.
I had mentally asked myself a question. Tim reading that? The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I see Mr. Tribbers as a name and I read. Guys, my buddy says Joshua lives at the lake. Thanks. That's from Stephen Wildwood.
There you go.
I feel like that didn't need to be said. It was just kind of understood.
And the lake is understood to be the Lake of the Ozarks.
Right.
Not Mark Twain Lake.
Lake Superior.
Like you say lake, you don't think of Lake Tahoe.
Or Steve Lake.
No, but I might think of Lake St. Louis.
Ooh.
Now, Tim wants an update on what Josh was doing, Iggy, so it's not just me requesting.
If Tim asks me, I'll find him.
Tim, go ahead and ask him.
Iggy, it'd be wonderful to find out what he's doing. Don't necessarily book him for the show, though.
I'll just get some info.
Right. I thought one of the best parts of the podcast, and it's right where I dropped off or when I arrived at the station, to come in here and do this wonderful program, and I was podcasting on my way from Kirkwood to St. Chuck, was how we essentially ended Colby Rasmus's baseball career.
Yes.
Pretty much.
He was hitting .344 going into that game in which he decided to play Joshua's boy foy.
One time, and we played it twice.
And he immediately went into an 0-for-12 tailspin with like 8 strikeouts. 2 months later, he was traded. 6 months later, the Cardinals won the World Series. I feel like we don't get enough credit for that.
And he hadn't gotten a haircut since, I don't think. He just let himself go.
The reason why I didn't cut that, it was such a lengthy, as you said, have you got through all of the Colby Rasmus stuff?
I haven't yet.
It was about 10 total minutes, and I didn't really know what...
Colby Rasmus and Joshua. Yeah.
It was one of my more horrifying experiences because there was a red-hot hitter who struck out after nicely agreeing to let that be his walk-up music one time, and then he goes to the plate again, and they play it again.
Mm.
So I sprint up to the room where they play those things. Colby struck out again. I said, that was only supposed to air one time. And they said, we know he called up here.
So it got in his head.
And I'm right at the point where the cat is talking about how when you went up there to give whoever plays the music the song, he said, do you realize this guy's one of our hottest hitters right now? But he wasn't after that. As a matter of fact, he never was again.
No, never got it back. Never did get it back. They dealt him.
Doug, didn't Joshua have crippling stage fright? Seems like that may have impacted his career. Thanks, the Dogtown Astro Van.
Yeah. He was very nervous about performing live.
Well, that's okay, though. I'm sure there are other people like that. There's probably some well-known musicians who are afraid to.
Let's face it,
Kenny Rogers.
Perform.
It was a couple hundred of our listeners who were eating the loaded up pizza. I don't think there was a lot of pressure on Joshua.
No, I read that Carly Simon was like that in the early days of her career.
Clouds in my coffee.
She would never do a live performance until later.
Carole King.
I don't know about anyone. These
Ray
other
King.
People. These other. You can't just throw out names and say I thought of a name, so they also had it. I'm just telling you. I read something once that Carly Simon had it and didn't do live stuff until later in her
Ray
career.
Ray Knight.
Now you can throw out names, and it doesn't mean they had the same thing.
Nancy Lopez Melton.
Bill Melton.
I think there's probably a lot of people that would feel comfortable singing in a studio with three people there.
Bill Melton was a third sacker. Ray Knight was a third sacker.
He must not have had it.
Did she just like guys who played the hot corner? What was going on there, Tim?
Doug, here's a picture of Wes Bryan and his girlfriend from PGA Pro Dan.
Okay. Now, why do we need that? Because of those three wins on the web.com circuit?
They were probably out of his Belleville shop.
Nope, they were at Taco Bell.
okay, that's not that unusual. There's a lot of people go to Taco Bell.
Breaking!
This is right after his victory?
That's right. That's where he went. Taco Bell on Hilton Head Island.
All right.
I might go there in a couple months and have some Taco Bell, just what'd like Wes Bryan, and then I'll win a tour event.
He probably won $1 million, didn't he? With
yep. Yeah, all those events are $1 million plus.
Wouldn't you go somewhere better than Taco Bell?
Maybe he had a craving, baby. I might go to White Slim's.
And that would be White Castle's?
That's right.
White Slim's.
Boy, you are cool.
That's where you'd go after you won the big tournament.
Yep. I don't know if I'm going to qualify for the Masties.
You have a chance to qualify for the U.S. Open, don't you?
I do.
How do you think you'll do?
Sixth.
Third. If there is audio of another free dotum at a golf event, we should try to track that down. Someone will take care of that.
That's right. Someone will get on. Hey, you know what it's time for? This Hot Shots email of the day. Uh-huh. And we're giving away two tickets to the Cardinal game on Wednesday in Section 105, plus a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Well, Tim, you couldn't have been more right when you said us email greats save big-time emails for big-time prizes. I just want to let you know that I do that, and I have been saving my great emails over time for a prize worth their greatness. Today's prize isn't worth it, so I will keep them in my drafts, and we'll end this email now. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
I like that.
White Collar Gangster.
Guys, Plops here. Well, I went to Easter Mass over at St. Flossie's yesterday, and, well, it didn't go as planned. I wore a bedazzled half-shirt that said, "We'll bend over for Russell Stover." Kind of a way to let the congregation know that I have a sense of humor and I'll give up the butt for Easter candy. One of the ushers drugged me out the door, that poor United Airlines passenger. A little bit of a scene, but I'll recover. You know why? Because God is love. That's what I told that son of a bitch who maced me on the parking lot anyway. Talk about a pony, though. Man, there was some dong up in that place. It reminded
me. Doug, it's vile. Doug, it's too vile.
It's an Easter Mass email.
Okay, that's why I let it go a little bit.
It reminded me of Coachella. I say that because of the music, the crowds, and because I, of course, had on a headband made of flowers and was on ecstasy. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Hello. I really hope your township is not on the receiving end of the very long drought and your land is dry and arid, because I am going to scorch the earth with this hottest of takes. JK. Wow, the Cardinals are really playing to the best of their abilities, are they not? The pitchers are throwing the ball, the defense is athletic, and our bats are piping hot. Ha, JK. We are terrible, but it is still early and we must have hope for our beloved Redbirds. Hashtag fortitude. And hey, Minnesota Wild, are you guys even trying hard? Maybe you should score more. Have you ever heard of a goal differential? Ha, just kidding. The Wild were a quality team all year, and it must be very frustrating to run into such a hot goaltender this time of year. Good luck in your future endeavors next year. Ha, JK. Thank you for your time. Kevin, ship it. Hot take machine.
Kevin, ship it. Hot take machine.
Howdy, thank goodness you guys aren't entertainment reporters. In Doug's world, guessing close to an actor's name is good enough. By that rationale, Gary Coleman was the jerk boss in 9 to 5, and Dabney Coleman was Conrad Bain's adopted son in Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that works.
If we need in-depth entertainment coverage, we have our man Iggy, who, of course, knew Punky Brewster had breast reduction surgery. Iggy also broke the story that Winnie Cooper was really a dude and that the little girl robot from Small Wonder got him butt implants. She's on the next audio postcard. Iggy gets her to feeling so uncomfortable, she goes into her monotone robot voice. Hi, Iggy. Love you, buddy. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morning, fellas. Let's play a little game of what if. What if Charles S. Dutton was in Pulp Fiction instead of Ving Rhames? What if Punky Brewster didn't grow exquisite breasts, ruining her acting career? What if the gay guy from Blue's Clues didn't go bald, terrifying unsuspecting children? What if I put hot sauce on my member and stuffed all of Doug's...
Nope, that's enough.
Right there at the end.
Who was it?
It's a hipster at Tower Grove South.
Oh, he's just as vile as they come. Hipster, Tower Grove South, suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going in a leather-bound suspension log eel, and I'm writing it down with an ink pen from Wright Business Products.
Morning, Twinks. The Richard Deitch article really got me thinking about how things could have turned out differently in my life if certain things never happened. What if I didn't embarrass my parents by showing up at Easter service high on Molly in jean shorts and a Richard Petty tank top? What if I wasn't constantly made fun of as a high schooler for using the Little Wizard's room with my pants around my ankles? What if I wasn't kicked out of my last spin class for having a visible erection through my yoga pant? What if my father hadn't walked in on me and my friend Gavin playing strip poker for practice?
Don't pull Gavin into it.
What if Doug Vaughn never ripped open my pants like he opens his Social Security checks? But I guess it's like they always say, better an oops than a what if. Welcome back to the cat. That's from Mr. Nipples.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, he got a couple of checks.
Mr. Clubhouse Nipples. Leader.
Gentlemen and Fluffy Doug, as you requested, here are a few what ifs for you. What if Tim really wasn't the coolest person on the planet? What if Iggy stuck his head in the toilet and flushed it a few times, then drank bleach, then never spoke on the airwaves again? What if the Easter Bunny never showed up to my house on Saturday night in his white convertible LeBaron, smelling of aqua velva, sans shirt and pant, wearing only a pink velvet cod piece and erect bunny ears? What if the Doug placed all those Easter eggs in my basket instead of my butt? Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
What kind of name is that?
Oh, it's paying homage to three cardinals with four names. It's fun.
Okay.
We just met him at the last remote.
Yeah, he's a Patriot, too. I got two more. Is that all right?
Yes, quickly.
Hey, boys. It's safe to say that the Cardinals are officially on notice. Did they give up hitting for Lent? How much are we paying these guys? Cut your hair, Martinez. Quit worrying about tattoos, Yachty. Spend less time building Little League fields and make some Major League decisions. Enough with the bi-curious hot tub fantasies, Gritchick. Adams, glad you lost weight. Now gain some hitting. Do you guys even care about your fans? The best in baseball? We deserve better. I'm going to the game Wednesday, and if it doesn't get better, you will hear accountability being held from the rooftop of AT&T across the street. I'm tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Doug, finally. What up, boys? Now that the weather is getting warmer, I wanted to see if Doug would like to go camping with me. I have a great spot where we can frolic in the shrubbery to get our juices flowing. After that, Doug can get into his birthday suit, let those hairy man nips out, and take a nice dip in the pion. We can top the day off with a game of tummy sticks by the fire, followed by a little role-playing of how to make s'mores. Doug's... Nope.
And then two notes, you're out.
Yep. Who was it?
Mae Young's newborn hand, who's really become a force.
Mae Young's newborn hand just got suspended. Right. Where's my Right Business Products pin? Here it is, right in my hand. I'll write it down.
If you're
been
torn between
2 days time.
If you're torn between two and need time to think, you go za 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 za. I'm Mr. Nipples.
I didn't like Mr. Nipples. I liked Kevin Shipit, the hot take machine. I liked the white collar gangster, but I'm going to vote for Stephen Wildwood, Razor of Whites.
I'm going to go with Misty Plops. I feel like it was the best. I go to the Speaker of the House now.
It was Mr. Nipples.
Wow!
Damn it, Lucas!
Well done, sir. Mr. Nipples is shipped. The Hot Shots email of the day. And Mr. Nipples is going to a busman special, Doug.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't have a job, so be no problem getting there on a Wednesday afternoon.
Section 105, courtesy of JMH Law Firm and the Lemmings Lunch, courtesy of Hot Shots. Hey, Niebling Automotive. How about Niebling?
How about those Nieblers?
Well, it's South City.
Are they on with us?
They are.
They've been doing my collision work for years.
Well, there you go. Niebling Auto Repair in South St. Louis is celebrating its 125th anniversary. Located at 5208 South Kings Highway across Christie Park, these guys have seen it all and know what they're doing. Niebling started as a wagon shop in 1892 and is the oldest family-owned auto repair business in St. Louis. Niebling Auto Repair does it all. Everything from tires, oil changes, brakes, computer diagnostics, to engine and transmissions repairs. They are South City through and through, family-owned and trusted for 125 years. Contact Tom or Abby, 4th and 5th generation of Nieblings, at 314-352-6317 or online at nieblingauto.com.
Good folks.
There they are.
Yeah.
Southside. Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff at the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And the boys from St. Louis Game Time are filling in, which is perfect for all your Blues coverage. Brad Lee and Jeff Jones. That's coming up next here on 590 The Fan. For the Plow Wild, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.